I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. In Plato's Apology, Socrates asserts that the unexamined life is not worth living. While that may be a bit of an overstatement, many of us have learned during the course of our lives that self-examination that has real depth is a virtue that pays impressive dividends. We understand ourselves better and, one would hope, enhance the meaning and purpose of our lives. Self-reflection and the careful revision that results also has the capacity to refine the profoundly important words we speak and write, as we hear in this encore essay by Kenneth Schneier.
There are people who'll tell you that things you say spontaneously, passionately, or even while drunk are more true than careful statements made after long thought. In vino veritas, they claim. If you don't edit yourself, if it comes from your gut, then it's what you really feel and believe. It's common to use the word artless as a synonym for honest. But I've never thought that I speak the truth when I speak in anger or excitement, no matter how vivid it feels at the time. I want people to pay attention to what I say carefully, not carelessly. But it wasn't until I became a writer of fiction that I was able to articulate how and why this works. Most writers say that all writing is revising. You do have to have a first draft, and it helps to get it out quickly so that you have some structure to work with. But it's the process of rewriting that makes the story into what it will eventually be. Sometimes the finished product bears little resemblance to the first draft. Partially, this is about craft, about making the story more elegant, efficient, or beautiful. But often, I don't know what the story is really about, its theme, its central metaphor, or sometimes even its ending, until the third draft. Put differently, the story was false before I revised it. It couldn't reflect what was genuinely inside me until I worked hard to ferret out what that was. The act of revision is the act of discovering the truth. And as with writing, so with all other things I say. The more I dwell on it, the more I tinker with it, the more I test it against myself at different times and from different angles, the closer it is to what I can call the truth. Passionate statements aren't more truthful. They're just louder. My brain, like yours, has many parts, and when I speak in spontaneous passion, especially anger, it's the amygdala talking, the prehistoric reptile that knows only how to fight, run, eat, and have sex. But when I rewrite, when I ruminate, when I examine, then it's my whole brain that attacks the problem. And it's the whole brain, not just the hindbrain, that's me. I believe in revision.
Kenneth Schneier writes science fiction and fantasy and teaches humanities and legal studies at Johnson & Wales University. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.